Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Taking a look at some of the sports scores from around the area from last night on the baseball and softball front. Starting off with the baseball from last night, Walnut was a 21-1 winner over Cam in four innings of play. St. Albert beat up on Clarinda 17-6. It was Urbandale over Lewis Central 3-1. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 10-0 in five innings of play. It was Southeast Warren over Nottoway Valley 13-2. Martinsdale-St. Mary's, a couple of contests. They won 3-0 over Gilbert and 4-2 over Dallas Center Grimes. Iowa Christian Academy 4-2 over Orient Maxburg. West Harrison topped Woodbine 10-0 in six innings of play. In softball action from Friday, it was Audubon 14-3 over Underwood in six innings. EHK Exira 13-3 over West Central Valley of Stewart. It was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 12-0 over Council Bluffs St. Albert. It was Denison Schleswig 2-1 over Lewis Central. Also Creston 8-4 over Sheridan. Creston also topped Fort Dodge 3-0. It was Fremont Mills 10-0 over East Mills in five innings of play. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 6-0. Nottoway Valley 4-1 over Southeast Warren, and East Union 6-5 also over Southeast Warren. East Marshall 7-6 over I-35, and Charter Oak Ute was an 8-2 winner over Logan Magnolia. That's some of those scores from baseball and softball play around the area last night. In other sporting news, turning to Major League Baseball, shortstop Derek Jeter is scheduled to return to the New York Yankees active roster next week, which doesn't give fill-in Eduardo Nunez much more time to make a strong impression, but he did pretty well on Friday night, producing his first career four-hit game and driving in a run to help the Yanks beat the Mets 5-1. He's hitting .309 with six RBIs and 55 at-bats since Jeter strained a calf. The Red Sox use a six-run seventh to turn a 5-1 deficit into a 7-5 triumph at Houston. Adrian Gonzalez hit a go-ahead two-run double after Dustin Pedroia drove in a pair of runs during the big rally. The Yankees are ahead in that division in the AL East by 2.5 games over the Red Sox now. In other interleague play, Nelson Cruz celebrated his 31st birthday by hitting a three-run homer and collecting six RBIs to lead Texas to a 15-5 romp over Florida. Philadelphia was a 7-6 winner in Toronto on Ryan Howard's two-run single in the ninth inning. Jair Jurgens tossed his first career shutout and flirted with a no-hitter in Atlanta's 4-0 win over Baltimore. Pablo Sandoval provided a tie-breaking RBI double, while San Francisco scored three times in the ninth to take a 4-1 lead in a 4-3 triumph at Detroit. Arizona is now three games behind the NL West leading Giants after Rich Harden worked six strong innings in his season debut to lead Oakland past the Diamondbacks 5-4. Jake Westbrook scattered two hits in seven shutout innings as St. Louis beat Tampa Bay 5-3 to take a one-game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Game you heard here on KJAN. Colby Rasmus had four RBIs, including a three-run homer, in an eighth inning that included four ejections. Grady Sizemore as Drubal Cabrera and Carlos Santana homered off of Bronson Arroyo as Cleveland hammered Cincinnati 8-2. Mark Ellis made a successful debut for Colorado, going 3-for-5 with a two-run homer. Three RBIs and two runs scored as the Rockies ripped Kansas City 9-0. The White Sox scored four times in the seventh to turn a 4-2 deficit into a 6-4 win over the Cubs. Jim Thome is six homers shy of 600 for his career after smashing a three-run shot in Minnesota's 6-2 win over Milwaukee. Jason Vargas allowed only six singles in his third shutout of the season as Seattle blanked San Diego 6-0. Hiroki Kuroda, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Aaron Miles were the stars as the Dodgers blanked the Angels 5-0. Gwynn had three hits and scored three times. Miles had four hits, and Kuroda scattered three hits in seven innings. And in the lone National League game, Washington beat Pittsburgh 2-1 on Matt Stairs' RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. Turning our attention to the tennis courts, there will be a new number one in men's tennis on Monday, regardless of the outcome in Sunday's Wimbledon final. Second seed Novak Djokovic advanced with a 7-6, 6-2, 6-7, 6-3 win over Joe Wilfried Tsonga. The victory also allowed Djokovic to secure the number one ranking next week. He'll take over Rafael Nadal, the man he'll face in Sunday's final. Nadal was a 5-7, 6-2, 6-2, 6-4 winner against 4-seed Andy Murray, who is trying to become the first Brit to win the event since 1936, but fell short against the Spaniard yesterday. Maria Sharapova and Petra Kvitova will play for the Women's Championship here this morning on center court, and that match has gotten underway here, and it's currently at one game apiece there in the first set, and actually now two games apiece, or two to one, as Kvitova has taken the lead here in that first set. In NFL labor negotiations, the teams led by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Players Association Chief Demoris Smith resumed talks only about 6 hours after ending a 15-hour session that lasted into the early hours of Friday morning. Sides met for a couple of hours and will return to the table next week. It was a four straight day of negotiations, with the central issue being how to split revenues for the $9 billion business. The NFL lockout began on March the 12th. Jaromir Jagr is returning to the NHL after working out a contract on the first day of the NHL's free agent signing period. Jagr accepted a one-year, $3.3 million package with the Philadelphia Flyers after the 39-year-old former NHL MVP spent the past three seasons playing in Russia. He'd been mulling a one-year, $2 million offer to rejoin his original team, the Penguins, but decided to go with the Flyers. Pittsburgh also lost free agent Maxime Talbot to the Flyers, as Philadelphia signed the 27-year-old forward to a five-year contract. Talbert had 8 goals and 21 points last season for the Penguins. In NASCAR news, Mark Martin has become the 8th driver in NASCAR history to win 50 poles. Martin bumped Trevor Bayne from the pole for Saturday's Coke Zero 400 at Daytona. Clint Bowyer qualified 3rd, followed by Jeff Gordon, David Ragan, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. In the PGA, KJ Choi has a 2-stroke advantage at the midway point of the AT&T National near Philadelphia. Choi tied a course record with a 6-under par 64, leaving him at minus 7. Chris Riley, Charlie Weah, Justin Leonard, and Bo Van Pelt are all 5-under. And Notre Dame has agreed to pay $42,000 to settle a complaint that it committed 6 safety violations when a student videographer died after a hydraulic lift he was filming a football practice from blew over in a 53-mile-per-hour wind gust. Under the settlement announced Friday, the university also agreed to make a substantial contribution to a memorial for 20-year-old Declan Sullivan, who died in the October 27th accident. And in Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Iowa, a 5-2 winner over New Orleans, and Omaha 6-0 over Albuquerque, as they both hold home field. And tonight there'll be games similar once again. Albuquerque at Omaha for a 7:05 first pitch, and New Orleans at Iowa for a 7:05 first pitch as well. That's a check of the latest sports here this 8 o'clock hour here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.